I'm an art curator, and I really firmly believe in the power of visual art in our culture to affect how we look at things, how we think about things, how we take a break from life. And so I am maybe a bit idealistic, but I do believe that art can have that power. So I'd like to offer the chance to make that happen. So we have our installation thematically so that we can tell the story of Western art in chapters, in brief bites rather than from the beginning to the end. It's not from the 1830s to the present. It's about the Western landscape, and then you get the whole breadth of it. So what we're looking at here is actually Yellowstone National Park as a subject, and more specifically, the falls. On the right, we're looking at Albert Bierschaet's painting of Yellowstone Falls from about 1881. On the left, we're looking at Kathy Whipler's image of the falls from about 2006. We can look around us now and see, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 paintings of Yellowstone. And this is a large painting. What would you say, 5 feet tall, 10 feet wide, approximately. The falls here are painted by Stephen Hanek, who lives in the East, and his painting is a studio painting. It's a bit more about his recollections of the falls. So a very different approach to Yellowstone than Kathy Whipler or Albert Bierschaet, but certainly one that is aware of all this history that came before, which is why a juxtaposition of old and new goes so well together. They're talking to each other. They're addressing each other. I think at some level we have something for everyone. If someone is thinking the West is about unpopulated vistas of pure landscape, about wildlife, abundant and running free, about cowboys and Indians, we have all of that. So at many levels, you can find what you're expecting to see. But with the new in with the old, or even a different juxtaposition, taking an outdoor sculpture, bringing it in, looking at a large number of Frederick Remington's landscape paintings, something that people don't know as well, maybe by the time you walk out of the Whitney, you're saying, huh, you know, I never thought of, and then fill in the blank. So is that also helping you to see the West differently, see other aspects of it? So there is something really poignant and alive about this work, historic or new, that can affect how you see the West, and hopefully does. I have lots of favorites. You can't ask an art curator what their favorite piece is. One of our recent acquisitions is by an artist named Bail Creek Allen, who's from Texas. He lives in Texas, and it's simply called Tumbleweed. This is an actual size tumbleweed cast into bronze. This is our great Western version of pop art. Think of Andy Warhol taking a soup can and making that into art. So it connects to the history of art, to pop art. It connects to the history of art, to classical Greek sculpture that is bronze. It's taking something that can be thought of as trash and turning it into fine art. And then as a form, it's quite beautiful. The shadows that are projected from the lighting are lacy, it's fine. And so this, hopefully, is one of those objects that someone walks out and says, gosh, you know what? Did you see that tumbleweed in the museum? Hey, look at this tumbleweed on the side of the road. There's a conversation. It's relatable. It's not a foreign object. It's a tumbleweed. It's in our everyday existence. So it's one of my favorites.